the other thing is that I've been massive, the thing I like to say, I've been massively flattered by, you know, the interviews, by the tributes from different people that have happened. And I don't know if you know, the other night, were you at the fans forum?
No.
At the end, I hadn't anticipated anything. I actually got a standing ovation at the end. I never, in the longest days ever, thought anything like that would happen. And but deep down, it is very healthy for the club that I'm leaving, because what it means is somebody can come in who is got some new ideas, who can is revved up, that can have a different view. And sometimes you don't know it's happened to you, but you can slip into a bit of a rut of doing things the way you've always done them. And it's hard not to do them again that way if they've been successful, or particularly if they've been successful. But if you can look out, somebody that comes in and does something completely different and takes it up to a new level, I think it could be very successful.
Yeah.
I think it could, I think it will really benefit the club.
Yeah. I quite understand that, but in no way does that belittle the impact that you've had in the club over the years.
That's nice. And I think arguably a job has a shelf life.
Yeah.
And I think it's good to bring somebody new in, and some new people, and some new ideas, and some new things. It does link to that comment that I said about the ownership as well, but.
Yeah. Well, from the point of view of the project, I mean, we're sorry to see you go.
Oh, isn't that nice? That's really nice.
I mean, although we normally, of course, deal with Gary,
yeah.
You know, it's been very good for us to know that, you know, you've kept a sort of eye periodically on the project, and have been very encouraging over the time.
I'll tell you what, you know, I actually brought some of it. I said to the people at my new place, I said, look, you've just got to come and see this. And I got them down here and said, look at this, the whole thing. And they were massively impressed, because they've got a similar thing, they've got a 200-year-old organisation.
Yeah.
Don't know how to, I said, there's nothing around here, or, you know, they don't know, they just don't know how to do it. I said, just look at this, just for thought. And I am, when I show people around, I am proud to show them the work that you've all done. I just think it's fantastic. And what it does, you know, really interesting, because I come through the door on the first floor and I start that end and I say, don't look up there yet, just follow me. Now I come back, and what I did is I stop, this happened to me at the last pillar, I stop there and I say, that bit from there to there is me, that's when I came then and that's where it is. And then one time I realised, and I actually say this to people now, do you know what is most significant about this? They said, what? I said, now look back there. That little bit is me. And there's 90 metres before me.
Yeah.
And it does not put it all into perspective, you know.
Yeah.
And Tom always used to say, people would say, how long are you doing this, Tom? How long are you doing? And he said, I'm just a custodian. He said, this is my bit in time.
Yeah.
He said, I am custodian of the club and somebody else will do their bit somewhere else in time. And I thought, isn't that great?
Yeah. But, I mean, measure of that as well is, you know, we decided to put those displays on the staircase of the people who'd actually run the club over the year, who caused Gloucester to be the way it is.
Lovely.
And great, he's balance. One of a very small number across those 140 years.
Yeah. Great. And you've done that beautifully as well, absolutely super. And what a great balance against, and the fact it sits in the stairs and it's a, you know, it's not mixed with the players, it's there. This is the sort of walk of sort of legend. Fantastic. Yeah.
Well, it's very nice. We were told the story after we put that up, and as you know, there was some nervousness about, you know, putting Tom up there while he was still alive.
Yeah.
And,
And
what picture we should use, and so on and so
forth.
But I was told by Gary that he was seen standing out there smiling at it. So that felt good.
We because I wrote a draft and you jazzed it up, and then with the picture issue, and then we finally got it there, and I ran it by Martine, and she said yes, and then we were there, and that took that time. And then to balance it, you did all the others, which were lovely. I said to Martine, and she was then saying to me, Ken, how are we doing on this? And I said, we're very close. She said, well, we're going to have to get a move on. And I knew that was a message that he's not going to be around much longer. Mm. And I said, right, well, so I said to Gary, we got it up there. And I said, Martine, it's up. And she said, right. And I said, how do I get him to look at it? And he had tubes and everything, you know, and he's sort of walking like this. And she said, make him walk the stairs. And I said to him, is he okay? And she said, yeah. I said, but he won't walk the stairs, aren't he? She said, tell him the lifts aren't working. I said, oh, Christ, are you sure? And she said, yeah. So I came in and said, Tom, I'm really sorry, lifts aren't working. Anyway, he started swearing at me. when did they break? I said, just this morning. So he walks up, and I said, Tom, it actually gives you a chance to have a look at this. I said, you know, Heritage Group here produces these great things from, you know, all the great owners and men in the past. He's like, looking out there. And as he turned the corner, I said, there's another one at the top. I said, you might recognise. And he was walking up there, you know, get his head down. And then he went, put his head down. And so I said to the staff, right. And all he did was look at it like that. And off he went. I said, anyway, I'll catch you later then, Tom. Goes on. Anyway, I said to Starlight, stick around because he's going to come back. Anyway, sure enough, just before the match or half time, I forget which, he was there reading it, and went in there. Next day, he said, "Oh, Ken, on the phone. Thanks for that." He said, "Really nice." I said, "I'll let everybody know." He said, "No, it's really nice. Thanks." I said, "By the way, Tom, the lifts were okay." He said, "You bastard."
Well, I think that's a really nice story to finish on, Ken. Yeah. So, thank you very much for the interview.
No, great. And, yeah, well, thank you both, and thanks to the rest of your group for everything you've done. It's been fantastic. Yeah, really, really, really good job. And look forward to seeing what comes next.
Yeah, we look forward to more history being made.
Yeah, anytime soon.
Okay.
Great.